One of my classes up at the school is called the Catholic Disciple. And so I do this little exercise on the first day that I'd like to try out with you if you're willing. I won't call on you, but I do want you to try it out. I simply ask the students to formulate an answer in their mind to this question. So if you would do that. This is the question. What is a Catholic disciple? You're like, that's not very ingenuitive, Father. Well, if you're like my students, about half of you probably brought to mind, you'd say a follower of Jesus, right? A Catholic disciple is somebody who follows Jesus. Well, the question, everybody, is what does that mean? Or better, how do you do that? So we can think of a definition in our mind, but the question is, how do we do that? And that's what the class is about. This week, I was in Washington, D.C. for the National March for Life. We took a bunch of students from the high school, and if you know a good chiropractor, I was on a bus for 60 hours, so let me know, please. Or if somebody does it for free. But our group leader, he says, students, a pilgrimage is a microcosm of the Christian life. So I hope that everybody, at some point in your life, you get a chance to go on a pilgrimage. But I never really knew what that meant, really, until these readings arrived, because from the first, second reading in the gospel, they're simply talking about how to follow Jesus. So think about this. What's the first thing you have to do if you're going to go on a pilgrimage? You have to leave. What's the first thing that Jonah and Paul and James and John and Peter and Andrew, what's the first thing they have to do if they're going to follow Jesus, if we're going to be followers of Jesus? They have to leave what they're doing and go after him. It's really interesting. So if I asked this question then, what do you need to leave in order to follow Jesus more closely? Right? I think the first thing that would come to our mind is my sins, right? Obviously. I need to leave behind my sinfulness so that I can follow Jesus. And yes, that's true. But what's so fascinating and so hard about this gospel, Jesus doesn't ask them to leave their sins, actually. He comes up to Simon and Andrew, and it says they're fishermen, they're casting their nets. He says, come and follow me. What he asks them to leave is their job, or something they enjoyed, probably. Something that's good. Their source of income. And then harder yet, he goes to James and John. He says, you follow me too. And they had to leave their father. It says they left their father in the boat. See you later. Their father, whom they loved deeply. Sometimes, everyone, Jesus asks us to leave behind good things in order to follow him. And that's the radicality of the gospel. Why would he ask us to do that? Because he has something better for us, right? He says, yeah, you're fishermen. That's nice. That's not bad. But I'm going to make you a fisher of men. I have something way better for you than what you're currently doing. That's what it means to follow Jesus. I think that one of the reasons that's so scary, that we don't leave behind what we need to leave behind, is because at the end of the day, we don't trust that it's going to be worth it. We don't trust it's going to be worth it, right? A young guy thinking about the priesthood, I know this was true of me, it's really hard to believe that not having a wife and children, that good thing, is going to be worth it. That God could do something better for me. It's really hard for somebody to not take the promotion right? In order to spend more time at home, to believe that God will provide for me and my family. That's really hard. And so really what it takes is to be deeply, deeply convinced that what Jesus wants, that to follow him is better than to not. That what he wants is good for me. It's more exciting. It's more, I mean, imagine the adventures that they set out on. After this gospel, when they leave their father in the boat, whom they loved, who was good, the adventure that they set out on is unimaginable to their minds. And that's true for us. It's true for you and me. Right? That's why I was so inspired, right? These students, that's why the pilgrimage, right? It's a microcosm. These students left behind family and comfortability. Some, they left behind sports for the week, school, which, you know, not that courageous, but they have to make up their work, right? They left those things behind because they knew there's some good by leaving and going on this thing that Jesus wants for me that's better. And it was true because Jesus did great things this week. And so, brothers and sisters, what do we need to leave behind so that we can follow the Lord? Ask Jesus to make that clear to you today. And pray that he will give you the trust, the confidence to follow him, because what he wants is better than we could imagine.